Blue Suede Connection is brought to you by the Niagara Falls Elvis Festival.
A world-class headliner event licensed by Elvis Presley Enterprises.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a big show, a real big show. Here is Elvis Presley.
Man, I was tame compared to what they do now. Are you kidding? I didn't do anything with just jiggle, you know.
I absolutely love the Blue Suede Connection. It is the highlight of my week.
I love you, honey. Oh, God. I love you.
And thank you for your show. Elvis would be mighty proud of it.
Welcome to the party. The Blue Suede Connection party, ladies and gentlemen. It's the coolest, most far-out place to be on the planet.
You ain't nothing but a hound.
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm TL.
And today, TL, it is hits and more on Blue Suede Connection.
All right, yes.
Mostly hits, but an occasional more.
Because so much was so good.
Yeah, stuff we thought should have been a bigger hit. Or
yeah.
If it wasn't a hit at all, it should have been. But
right.
And stuff that folks request once in a while. That's what it's about today. Now, on the show today, also, important moments in rock and roll history.
All right.
I'm going to talk about that a little bit. And also, I'm going to share a little something about a song that Elvis almost didn't record.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm thank goodness he did, because you're going to hear that song today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, TL is going to talk about Elvis's big achievements.
Ah.
Some of his many achievements. You're going to share some of those with us today, right?
That's right, yeah. That's
yeah.
Some good stuff.
You're going to hear a little something from Martin Sheen today, his thoughts on a particular song.
Okay.
And also Keith Richards. He's going to talk about Elvis today.
Oh, he loved Elvis.
Yes, he
did. Loves Elvis.
Don't we all? Well, Elvis in the early days, when asked about his favorite songs he recorded, well, he had a little reply, and we'll hear that song, and it's going to kick off the first set here on Blue Suede Connection. Let's rock and roll, everybody.
Let me ask you this now, Elvis. What do you consider to be the best record that you've made so far?
Don't Be Cruel.
You think that's your best record?
Yes, sir.
You like it better than the rest of them?
I've tried several times to top it, and I haven't been able to so far.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel. Baby, if I made you mad, something I might have said. Please don't forget my past, the future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who I
but it's true. I don't want no other love, oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me, don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me, you know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby, cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of. Your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here at last. It's now or never. Mine tonight, tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never, my love won't wait. Just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me. For who knows when we'll meet again this way. It's now or never. Come hold me tight, kiss me my darling, mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or maybe, my love won't wait. It's now or maybe, my love won't wait. It's now or maybe, my love won't wait. It's now or never. My love won't wait. The way she walks, the
You know, we talk about it all the time. It's mm-hmm. it's always a good time to be an Elvis fan.
Oh, man, yeah.
But here in this year of 2026, it's an even greater time to be an Elvis
it's
fan.
It's been a really great ride for the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's going to say that. It started about 2022 with, of course, Baz Luhrmann's Elvis biopic, as they call it.
Right.
That kicked it off. And then, of course, Epic, which has done great numbers at the box office. We're looking forward to DVDs and Blu-rays and all that,
right,
that coming out.
Right.
The soundtrack to Epic is top of the
charts.
It's
streaming top of the charts, yeah. Selling good, too.
And then all the excitement, Baz, is rumored about the musical that's in the works.
Yes.
Based on the 2022 film, a Broadway musical with Elvis based
on that
film.
Can't wait to go.
You know it. And
we're
of course,
praying it might go into the Sphere in Vegas and the new Sphere's being built out here in D.C.
We're talking about Epic going into the Sphere. Yeah.
Yes, the Epic, yeah.
And, of course, all the multiple TV specials on Netflix and Hulu, different places showing different Elvis things.
Mm-hmm.
The Hampton Roads release is probably going to happen now because Baz said, if Epic was a success, then Hampton Roads
he would look. He'd assign a younger person that could look over that so that we can get it. Yeah, that'd
and of
be awesome.
Course, all the great FTD releases coming out, and the Memphis Recording Service CDs coming out.
Yep.
And then of course Sony RCA has been putting out great stuff like Memphis album that came out last year, and of course Elvis on Tour that came out brand new remastered version.
Yeah, and you know we're coming up to Elvis's 50th passing anniversary next year. I think we'll see a lot of this come to fruition.
Yep. So I'll end it again with what I just said. It's always a good time to be an Elvis fan, but it's an even greater time to be an Elvis fan. Hey, besides, you also have Blue Suede Connection. That makes it even better.
And we're growing.
There you go.
New stations every day.
Well, you may go to college. You may go to school. You may have a pink Cadillac, but don't you be nobody's fool. And now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I want to play house with you. Well, listen, let me tell you, baby, what I'm talking about. Come on back to me, little girl, so we can play some house. And now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, maybe I won't play hard with you. On the house, baby. Now this is one thing, baby, I don't want you to know. Come on back and let's play a little house so we can act like we did before. But so baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play out with you. Hit it. Yeah. Hey, listen to me, baby. Try to understand. I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. And I love you, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I won't play out with you. Oh, baby, 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 baby. Come back, baby, I want to play out with you.
It ain't just a party, it's an Elvis celebration. It's Blue Suede Connection. Oh, yeah.
Working, boss man, working. you hear me when I call? I said you ain't so big, you know you're just tall, that's all.
One of those songs that had somewhat success, but I thought it should have been a lot bigger.
Yeah, yeah, it was great.
It's a great song. It really is.
It did well when it had released in 81.
Yeah, so. Of course. There you go. You know, I know after the break you're going to talk about some of Elvis's achievements. You're going to kick off because you're going to share throughout the show.
Yeah, today. I'm sitting here looking at this. It's going to take the whole show,
yeah,
practically.
Well, yeah, of course. That's why you're going to do it in segments, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But before you get to that, before the break, I was just going to say, in Elvis's life, what do you think when he sat down alone in his room, thinking about his life and all there, what do you think he felt was his biggest success? Not counting family or things like that. I'm talking musically.
I'm thinking the Grammys, the gospel. Depending
really?
On how early we're talking, how late we're talking.
Yeah.
He was getting those gospel Grammys from early 70s to mid 70s. So
yeah.
At that time frame, probably he was proud of that. But I'm going to say probably that... one award he got, the JCs, is probably a big deal.
I would think that.
Yeah.
And I think the Hawaii thing he might have been pretty proud of, too. Being
seen, because it was via satellite for the first time. Yeah.
Well, if you at home have an idea what you think he would have thought his biggest success was, you're welcome to come over to our Facebook page and let us know. What do you think, babe?
Right. Yeah. Blue Sway Connection in the search bar, or our phone number is 540-227-0514.
J.D., tell them that they're fantastic.
You're fantastic.
We'll be right back
after this quick message.
TL, it's that time of the year again.
I know, Daniel. Everybody's ready for the most electrifying Niagara Falls Elvis Festival yet.
4 days of rockin' performances.
Ultimate Elvis world champions like Bill Cherry.
And how about those local legends? Niagara Falls Elvis Festival champion Bruno Neschi.
Talk about that Elvis like magic.
All happening in the Greg Fruin Vegas style theater.
Tickets available at NiagaraFallsElvisFestival.com or GregFruinTheater.com or 866-870-3002.
That's 866-870-3002.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, if you're going to sit there and stare at me, I might as well go to bed.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Hey, Fred, what do you think about Blue Suede Connection?
Well, Bonnie, I got three big words for you.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Who wants to buy a heart?
Oh, yeah.
You're on the road in a loving heart. You're on the road in a heart for sale.
Excuse me if you see me crying like a baby.
Since she rejected me, there's nothing left to say. Yeah.
Who wants to buy a heart?
Oh, yeah.
One broken lover's heart. One broken heart for sale.
Would not listen to the things my heart was saying. She turned and walked away and told me I was playing. Some guys have all the luck, my heart hasn't any. I think I'll paint a sign, a sale for a penny.
Who wants to buy a heart?
Oh, yeah.
To unbroken lover's heart.
That's a great song from a film, and in fact, the next show I think we're going to do is going to be from the movies.
Yeah,
some of the great
exactly.
songs
yeah.
from the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And there were many. You know, we always talk about the movies get a little bad rap here and there. They always had good music in them.
They did, yeah.
We always find
Absolutely.
Those gems, and that's yeah. what the next show is probably going to be about. It's coming up. I don't know if it'll be the next one, but it is in the works.
Yes.
Elvis's greatest music from the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Sound like a winner to you?
Oh, I love all those songs, yeah.
All right. Well, now it is your turn, baby. I'd like to turn the mic over to you and let you tell us things and teach us things, so let's do it.
All right. So we're talking about Elvis's lifetime achievements.
Yeah.
We're going to start with records, because that's
okay.
a pretty impressive amount of numbers there, especially for new fans. We're
yeah.
hoping we have a lot of new fans listening.
Mm-hmm.
Record sales. Elvis has sold 1 billion records worldwide.
Whoa.
In America alone, there's 150 different albums and singles
wow.
that are certified gold, platinum, or multi-platinum by RIAA, which is the
yeah.
record folks.
That's a lot of records right
40%
there.
Of those sales are outside of the U.S. So 60% here at home, 40% outside.
That's pretty good stuff.
Out of those records, 149 songs charted on the Billboard Top 100.
Many you're hearing today.
Mm-hmm. Out of those numbers, 114 were top 40, 40 were top 10, 18 were top number one.
Wow.
Out of the number ones, they sat at the number one spot collectively for 80 weeks.
All right.
Now, those are the songs. The albums, 90 albums charted.
Mm-hmm.
10 of those were number one. And that's just in the U.S. But outside
wow.
of the U.S., he was also very successful in other countries. Just pop charts, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he also leaded in the country, R&B, and gospel fields here in the U.S.
That's why he was called the king, right?
Yeah.
We're going to get dirty on you, ladies and gentlemen. Got a little morphine. Give me a little hash hash, baby. Old salad in it. A world is your fanny. Yeah, Lord. Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little story so that you'll understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields, and it looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad. That's poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there. She'd go out in the evenings and she'd march a little bit. So she'd hop, hop. Hey, hey, mama, mama, mama,
mess of it. Don't make any sense, does it? Make a mess of what? Carry it home and cook it for supper. Because that's about all they had to eat. But they did all right.
One day I was driving my truck and I had a lunch break. And I went into a little record shop and I made a record for a guy, a little demonstration record. Well, the guy put the record out in Memphis.
Memphis.
Yeah, let's go. That's my hometown. You got to be loose when you say it, you know. Where you from, boy?
Memphis.
No.
mention more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. Tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Last time I saw Marie, she's waving me goodbye. With hurry home drops on her cheeks that trickle from her eyes. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Great song written by the father of rock and roll, Chuck Berry, and recorded and sung by Elvis. Now, of course, Keith Richards was a big Elvis fan. We know that. We're going to hear from him in a minute.
Right.
But he probably, I don't think he ever got to meet Elvis, but he did get to work with his buddy and friend, Chuck Berry.
Oh, okay, yeah.
All through
right.
that documentary, Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll, yeah. Chuck Berry is yeah. Keith Richards.
Mm-hmm.
So he was there, and he really appreciated those guys that kicked off the rock and roll revolution, like yeah. Elvis and Buddy and Fats and, of course, Chuck. Mm-hmm. And he had lots of things to say about Elvis Presley, so let's let him say a little something and get into some more music.
I guess they're the first white band that anybody heard of with a good lead singer that was saleable that could actually play black, sound like black. They had the rhythm. That fluidity, which white music, especially then, didn't have. Whereas the beautiful thing, I think, about Elvis is that, well, he's just sort of turned everybody into everybody. It's not, it doesn't matter, you know, is the guy black or white anymore, or, you know, if, and maybe even you can do it.
Well, since my baby left, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel. So lonely, I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. Be so, I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely, I'll be so lonely, I could die. Flowing, the desk clerks dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street. They'll never, never look back and think of so. Think of so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely and they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be. So lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely. You could die.
Cold sweat, won't let nobody sting me. crazy but you. I'll be dancing on your hide every day if I ever. I'm never gonna leave outside, right? Cause I'm got love. I got star. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think I'm complaining. I'm mighty famous, be mad cause you give me one little peck on the back of my neck. And I break out in a cold, cold sweat. Bullet, bullet. I'm on the poop 102. I won't let nobody sting me but you. I'll be bouncing on your hide every day if I have. And I'm never gonna leave my side, right? Cause I'm not I got stars. Yeah. Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. I'm fooling about my money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. It's Saturday night, baby, and I'm feeling fine. I wanna rock it, I wanna rip it, I wanna shake it up. Gonna ball it, I'm gonna rip it up. And a ballin' night, ballin' night, and I won't be late. I picked her up in my 88. She ain't going down by the social hall. When the joint starts jumping, I'll have a ball. I wanna rock it up, I wanna shake it up, I wanna rip it up, gonna ball it up, I wanna rip it up, and a ball tonight. Flying high, I wanna go out in the open sky. But I don't care if I spend my dough, cause tonight I'm gonna be the one to have it. So I wanna rock it up, I wanna rip it up, I wanna shake it up, gonna ball it up, I wanna rip it up, gonna ball tonight. But it's Saturday night and I just got paid. I'm fooling about my money, don't wanna try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time for a Saturday. Tonight, baby, I'm gonna feel it fine. I'm gonna rock it up, I'm gonna rip it up, I'm gonna shake it up, gonna ball it up, I'm gonna rip it up, having a ball tonight.
You didn't know you were coming to see a crazy man, did you?
Don't go away. There's a whole lot of Blue Suede Connection
coming up right after this.
TL, it's that time of the year again.
I know, Daniel. Everybody's ready for the most electrifying Niagara Falls Elvis Festival yet.
4 days of rocking performances.
Ultimate Elvis world champions like Bill Cherry.
And how about those local legends? Niagara Falls Elvis Festival champion Bruno Neschi.
Talk about that Elvis-like magic.
All happening in the Greg Fruin Vegas-style theater.
Tickets available at NiagaraFallsElvisFestival.com or GregFruinTheater.com or 866-870-3002.
That's 866-870-3002.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
Bonzo, Nancy, and I have made our Blue Suede connection, and we're glad you did, too.
Oh, yeah. Don't want a four-leaf clover. Don't want an old horseshoe. Want your kiss, cause I just can't miss with a good luck charm like you. Come on and be my little good luck charm. Ah, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. A two hat, a two hat, a two hope, a two hope, a two mine. Don't want a silver dollar, rabbit's foot on a string. The happiness and your warm caress, no rabbit's foot can bring. Come on and be my little good luck charm.
you sweet delight. I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. A two-hat, two-hat, two-ho, two-ho, tonight. Toss it across the bay. Your love is worth all the gold on earth. No wonder that I say, come on and be my little good luck charm. You sweet delight. I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. A two-hat, a two-hat, a two-ho, a two-ho, a two-night.
All right, TL, I decided to go to Google once again and do a little search, and I typed in important moments in rock and roll history.
Okay.
I just wanted to see what they come up with, and I'll give you the first seven that actually showed up.
Okay.
All right, the birth of the first rock and roll record, which they think is Rocket 88 by Jackie Brinston and the Delta Cats. Mm-hmm. They say that was widely credited as the first rock and roll record blending R&B with country.
That's a good song, too.
Yeah, actually, and Ike Turner was actually in that group. That was his group.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Elvis Presley's debut of That's All Right. It introduced the world to Elvis, launching him into stardom and marking the start of the rock and roll cultural force.
Yeah, nice.
They also said Woodstock on August 15th, 1969, 32 acts, 400,000 people in attendance. I think that was a pretty big day in rock and roll.
Yeah, yeah.
Sad day in rock and roll music on February 3rd, 1959, the day the music died. Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and of course the Big Bopper left the world.
Mm-hmm.
A big day was in the 1969, the Beatles' rooftop performance, their final performance together, and a symbol of the end of Beatlemania.
Right, right.
1956, the Million Dollar Quartet sessions. Cash, Perkins, Lewis, and Presley put it together there in Sun Studios.
Hot dog.
Another big one was Monterey Pop Festival in 1967. In Canada, memorable moments,
right?
Yeah. Jimi Hendrix's legendary set, including his guitar-burning finale. And they ended it here with September 9th, 1956. Elvis Presley appears on Ed Sullivan and reached 60 million homes.
Ooh.
Yes, cementing his status as the king of rock and roll.
Nice.
I'll bet you little Martin Sheen was watching that, you know.
Of course.
Well, let's hear what he has to say about a particular song.
I guess it's been said, you know, I'm kind of radical, and I think music having an effect on the culture, on the society. He didn't do that kind of music. If you had to think of one song that had an importance, in a sense, you know, in a social justice way, it would be In the Ghetto, you know. That song there really got to me, and he did it beautifully.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Now people, don't you understand? It's a child needs a helping. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our ears? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his hunger burns.
So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
Something to tell you that I think you want to know.
medicine say a long time ago. Now I finally got the nerve and I'm gonna make my move. Now don't you try to turn me off, cause it's gonna be hard to do. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. Baby, your love was meant for me. I know that I can't do without it. It fits me to a T. Ooh, there's something about you, baby, can't get you off my mind. I know that I can't live without you. I think about you all the time. I got a thing about you, baby. Ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby. A thing about loving you. Ain't it just like a woman when she knows she's got a man? She'll ring you out and turn you about in the palm of her hand. Then she starts thinking that maybe she'll put you in a bind. She'll give you just a little love and it'll drive you out of your mind. I got a thing about you, baby. Ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby. A thing about loving you. I got a thing about you, baby. Ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing. Well, Elijah, you saw a mighty number.
I'm moving way up in the middle of the air.
Elijah, you saw a mighty number.
I'm moving way in the middle of the air.
Got to mighty move, Elijah, you saw a mighty number.
I'm moving way up in the middle of the air.
Elijah, you saw a mighty number.
I'm moving way.
His eyes flashed fire like a burning sun. Old John got scared. He wanted to run. Well, he wanted to run, but his feet wouldn't go. Cause he felt the gospel cut him like a two-edged sword. And he heard a voice. He said, John, you take a look and read what you see. And you write it in a book. He saw
12 angels in the east.
We'll be right back
after this quick message.
Blue Suede Connection is brought to you by the Niagara Falls Elvis Festival,
a world-class headliner event licensed by Elvis Presley Enterprises.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
To be broken, but it's the only one I got. So darling, please be careful. You know I care a lot. But darling, please don't break my heart. I beg you. I don't want no tears to fall. You know I hate to cry.
say goodbye. But darling, please don't say goodbye. I beg you.
Welcome to hour number two of Blue Suede Connection, everybody. It is the hits and more here on the show today.
Absolutely.
Every song Elvis recorded was a hit in our minds.
Every fan.
And to most of you listening, you get it. You know what we're talking about. Yeah. On the show today, we're also going to be talking about a particular song that Elvis almost didn't record. And I know all you guys are going to be surprised and think, goodness gracious, I'm glad he did record that.
Exactly.
And TL, she's been sharing lots of Elvis achievements today. She's going to continue to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as I started off the last hour, Elvis talking about his particular favorite song at that time. Well, once again, another song he did was his favorite at that time, which was just shortly after the first time he did it.
Right, yeah.
If that makes sense. So here he is talking about one of his favorite songs and then more great music from the man.
Well, what about your favorite recording, Elvis, since you've been in the business, your favorite recording?
I guess I would say I was the one. I like the song, especially.
I was the one talking to Tiggins.
Hi everyone, my name is Emilio Santoro. I am an Elvis tribute act from the United Kingdom, and I've had an amazing time making my Blue Suede Connection.
anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show in your eyes when you reach out for me. Girl, you're starting to criticize every little thing that I do. It makes me just
version right there.
You're starting off right, I'll tell you.
He's so funny.
He is. He had a lot of fun on stage, didn't he? Mm-hmm. That was his home. Graceland was his home, but the stage was his other home.
Exactly.
The two places he felt the most comfortable.
Right.
If you take anything away from Epic, that's one important thing right there. That stage, he was Elvis.
He was the master.
He was the Elvis that we all know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was a very soulful song, you know, Love and Feeling. And you've heard a lot of great rock and roll today, and you've even heard a little gospel thrown in.
Mm-hmm.
He incorporated it all in his shows, his recordings. He just loved music.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad he liked rhythm and blues, because I like R&B. I like bluesy music.
Right,
music with guts, as I like to say.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks a little bit about that here, and I got to say my favorite Elvis blues song. You know what it is? We're going to hear that, Reconsider,
mm-hmm,
Baby.
Absolutely.
Rock and roll has been around for many years. it used to be called Rhythm and Blues. And as far back as I can remember, it's been very big, although in the last 5 years it's gotten much bigger. But I personally don't think it will ever die completely out, because they're going to have to get something mighty good to take its place.
How's my old friend, Mr. Misery? I've been away so long, I bet you thought you'd seen the last of me. I got no bed to rest my head, no doors or walls or window pane. Now all I needed was the rain. Yes, I did. One drink and all my money, and that honeybee had flown away.
about as low as I can go. I don't really mean to complain. Now all I needed was the rain. All I needed was this rain. All I needed was rain. Your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me a fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever when we kiss us, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm on fire. Fever, yeah, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare give me fever. With his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his mistress. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you listen to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Cats were born to give chicks fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. We give you fever when we kiss you, fever if you live and learn. Fever till you sizzle, but what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
Honey, I will be right over there in a moment. Just hang loose, child. I shall be there.
We'll be right back.
After this quick message.
TL, it's that time of the year again.
I know, Daniel. Everybody's ready for the most electrifying Niagara Falls Elvis Festival yet.
4 days of rockin' performances.
Ultimate Elvis world champions like Bill Cherry.
And how about those local legends? Niagara Falls Elvis Festival champion Bruno Neschi.
Talk about that Elvis like magic.
All happening in the Greg Fruin Vegas style theater.
Tickets available at NiagaraFallsElvisFestival.com or GregFruinTheater.com or 866-870-3002.
That's 866-870-3002.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Hi, I'm Natasha Merkovich, and I'm from Elvis the Next Generation, and I made my Blue Suede Connection here in Niagara Falls.
That's one of those songs, unless you listen to Blue Suede Connection and the great station that you're listening to right now, you won't hear that song anywhere else.
Exactly.
That's what we strive to do here on Blue Suede Connection. And once again, thank you to all those great stations out there who do carry the show. Without you guys,
wonderful affiliates.
You know, we're nothing without all you. So we appreciate all you great stations. And for those of you that are liking Blue Suede Connection on that particular station you're listening to, let them know. Let them know. Write to them. Call them. Say, hey, we're really digging Blue Suede Connection here on www.rnpxplgz. And we appreciate you playing Blue Suede Connection. All right,
Absolutely.
Baby, what do you got for us over there now?
All right, so we're going to continue on with Elvis's achievements. So we're going to go to television.
Okay.
He did have three network television specials in his lifetime. He had the 1968 Elvis, as we know it as Elvis Comeback.
We all love that.
We did have the Aloha from Hawaii concert 1973 seen in 40 countries.
Mm-hmm.
It reportedly viewed by 1 billion people in the world.
Wowzy woozy.
And then we had the final Elvis in concert 1977.
Right, right.
Interesting, though, if you go back to the Aloha from Hawaii, did you know that more Americans watched that than they did the man's first walk on the moon?
I believe that, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Elvis's return to stage, he had some great achievements, especially there in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
1969 was his return. He had a four-week run in Vegas for 57 shows that broke all existing records.
Cool.
However, he came back in the winter of 1970 and broke his own record all over again.
That's our guy.
That's right. Then he went to Houston. He went to the Astrodome in Houston, did six shows there, entertained 207,494 fans.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we know the Madison Square Garden 1972, four sold-out shows.
Right. They had to add a show because he sold so many tickets so fast.
Yeah, exactly. It was basically, overall, 69 to 77, 1,100 shows in total in that short time.
Unbelievable, man.
Grammys.
There you go.
Yep, 14 Grammy nominations, three wins for gospel.
Yeah.
1967's gospel album, How Great Thou Art.
We
1972
love it.
Gospel album, He Touched Me.
Mm-hmm.
And the live version from the Memphis concert recordings of How Great Thou Art as
nice,
well.
Nice.
Now, this is something I didn't know.
Tell us, baby.
I wasn't
aware
of this. There is it used to be called the Bing Crosby Awards.
Right. Okay.
It's now called NARAS, NARAS, Lifetime Achievements.
Okay.
Elvis received it in 1971 at 36 years of age, but They have been giving out this award since for many, many, many years. And he has since passing has received it for 6 recordings.
Whoa.
Hound Dog, he received it in 1988.
Nice.
Heartbreak Hotel, he received it in 1995.
Wow.
That's All Right in 1998.
Never heard of this.
Suspicious Minds, I know, 1999. Naris gave him an award. They also gave him one in 2002 for Don't Be Cruel and Are You Lonesome Tonight in 2007.
Pretty cool. I didn't ever heard of that at all.
I'd never heard of Naris, but that's probably because it's now called Naris instead of the Bing Crosby Award, Lifetime Achievement Award.
Well,
so,
we thank you, Naris, and Elvis thanks you.
Absolutely.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but step over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go, cat! Oh, walk the dog! You can burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off of my shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Rock it! One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe.
Hello, Dan and Patricia. This is Paula from Facebook, and I was calling to leave a request. I would like to hear Kentucky Rain. I love all of Elvis' songs, but that one's very, very special. Long story behind it, but would love to hear it. And you guys have a good day.
Seven lonely days and a dozen times ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong, let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking with the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed your photograph to some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got
with a preacher man who asked, "Were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon?" As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you.
All right, Theo, here you go. Got this story from the USA Today. We already knew a little bit about this, though.
All right.
The song that Elvis had to be convinced to record. Mm-hmm. In 1972, Elvis had to be convinced to record a song that would become one of his biggest hits of the 1970s.
Oh, yeah.
When Elvis entered the RCA's Hollywood studios on March of 1972, he couldn't find the spark he needed when he was handed Dennis Lange's song, Burning Love.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Schilling was on hand. Of course, that was Elvis's buddy. We still know Jerry. He's around today.
Mm-hmm.
He said, despite rumors, Elvis did not dislike the song. He just wasn't in the mood, but he was a reasonable man, and he knew that everybody was excited and wanted him to record it.
Right.
So he reluctantly did. And he grew to love the song, and it became a big hit there in 1972 in October.
Right.
Schilling said, we didn't think he was thrilled with the lyrics like flames are now licking my body and things like that.
Yeah.
But he was a team player, and again, he knew they all wanted him to do it, and he knew deep down it was a hit song.
Mm-hmm.
Grab yourself a bottle of pop, because Blue Suede Connection will be right back. Shazam!
TL, it's that time of the year again.
I know, Daniel. Everybody's ready for the most electrifying Niagara Falls Elvis Festival yet.
4 days of rockin' performances.
Ultimate Elvis world champions like Bill Cherry.
And how about those local legends? Niagara Falls Elvis Festival champion Bruno Nesci.
Talk about that Elvis-like magic.
All happening in the Greg Fruin Vegas-style theater.
Tickets available at NiagaraFallsElvisFestival.com or GregFruinTheater.com or 866-870-3002.
That's 866-870-3002.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Blue Suede Connection is brought to you by the Niagara Falls Elvis Festival,
a world-class headliner event licensed by Elvis Presley Enterprises.
Back to the music here on Blue Suede Connection.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care. Oh, you keep on saying you really, really love me. Do you speak the same words to someone else when I'm not there? Suspicion torments my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion, why talk to me? Every time you call me and tell me we should meet tomorrow, I can't help but think that you're meeting someone else tonight. Why should our romance just keep on causing me such sorrow? Why am I so doubtful whenever you are out of sight? Suspicion torments my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion, why talk to me? Darling, if you love me, I beg you, wait a little longer. Wait until I drive all these foolish fears out of my mind. How I hope and pray that our love will keep on growing stronger. Maybe I'm suspicious, cause true love is so hard to find. Suspicion torments my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion, why taught you me?
That's a nice song, isn't it?
I love that song, yeah.
Yeah, simple, sweet, and nice.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes simple, sweet, and nice is all you need.
You know how Elvis ended up doing that song?
Because everybody thought it was him on the other version.
Yes,
the
exactly.
The other guy did.
Yeah. You so smart.
There you go. That's because I'm an Elvologist.
I never get one up on you, do I?
That's all right. Once in a while you do. Tell me something else good. Tell me some more achievements.
All right. So did you know, and I know you do know this, it's a generic question.
Yes.
That Elvis was nominated as one of the 10 outstanding young men of the nation.
Yes.
From the JCs in 1970, was an award that started in 1938. But did you know that the JCs changed their name in 1980 to allow women? And it's now called the 10 Outstanding Young
Persons.
Americans.
Oh, Americans.
Yeah,
okay.
Of the nation. Yeah.
Hey, it's a PC correct world. We got to get it right.
There you go. Also on the silver screen, I mean, even though Elvis seemed to not be very proud of his movie days.
Right.
He did have 31 featured films, 2 theatrical concert releases.
Yes.
But they remain to this day in healthy syndication. 11 soundtracks went to the top 10.
Yeah.
The biggest ones were G.I. Blues was at number 1 for 10 weeks. It stayed on the chart for 111 weeks.
Whoa.
And Blue Hawaii was number 1 for 20 weeks and stayed on the chart for 79 weeks.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
It really
so
is.
He really didn't do bad in the movies. He just thought he did.
I mentioned politically correctness a minute ago.
Uh-huh.
And of course, American Trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Is a song today, if somebody recorded it, they might get some flack for it because
right.
For anyone who doesn't really get Trilogy, Elvis is bringing everybody together.
Right.
With the Black Spiritual, with the Confederate song, with the Union song. That's why it's called, hence, Trilogy.
Right.
And the guys were on the set of Elvis on Tour, and they asked him about this song and how that kind of went down back in the day. And here we go.
I just thought it was a very good idea, you know. You know, all I did was just to take it and make the sound and expound on it, you know.
What was incredible to me is until it dawned on me, because we're working on the stage and we have a headset on, and things are just happening, you don't really listen to the music, you're too concerned about the camera angles and stuff. That here in American Trilogy, in the South, and I first dawned on me in Richmond. You've got a Union song, you've got a, basically a black spiritual, and of course you've got a rebel song. And yet that audience is responding from the very first note, and they're taking it all as their music. And yet, you know, in reality, only one of the songs is really, really theirs.
Yeah.
Did you ever think about how they might or might not react to that?
I didn't think about it until I did it on stage. There's one guy one night that had sat through my entire performance, front table, and he had on a cowboy hat. He sat through the entire show, man. He didn't, there was no reaction much at all. So I started in a Dixie. He stood up and put his hat over his heart. That was it. He sat back down. You know. So just a few funny things would happen. I'd do the song in certain areas and it'd stand up. I'd start doing the other song and it'd sit back down. But I've had a lot of good reaction with it.
Oh, I wish I was in a land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Sing it, fella.
Oh, I wish I was in Dixie. For Dixieland, where I was born, early Lord, one frosty morn, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
heart gets restless, I move along. When your heart gets weary, I sing a song. But when a dream is calling you, there's just one thing that you can do. Well, you gotta follow that dream wherever that dream may lead. You gotta follow that dream on the lonely. Gotta find me some.
Good time today. I don't know about you.
No, it was wonderful. Great songs. Great
and
music.
All the information you shared today, all those amazing things that Elvis accomplished.
I know. And to think that he thought he'd never be remembered, it just blows my mind.
How crazy is that?
Yeah.
He had to have moments of clarity when he realized, I'm a pretty big deal.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe
when he would get angry, maybe. But I think his normal human nature was to be very humble.
Right. He was. You know, he was. So. Well, anyway, I had a good time today, and we certainly hope everybody at home did. Now, listen, if you live close to Canada or you live in Canada, we're going to be there in April for the big
festival. April 16th through the 19th, we'll be at the Niagara Falls Elvis Festival. We're going to have a great time. We're going to have a whole booth set up. We're going to have some of our merchandise there.
Yeah.
Or as Dan hates, merch.
Yes, I hate that word. It's called merchandise.
But Dan will also be participating in the contest.
Yes.
He'll be a judge.
Yes,
so
I'm going to be
fun.
An ETA. No, I'm going to be a judge. Okay.
You're going to be an ETA.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
So would I. No one wants to see that, trust me. Anyway, it's going to be a good time, and we hope that if you're around and about, come see us. And say
absolutely.
Hi. Any closing words, TL, before we officially say adios?
So if you'd like to join us, tickets are available at NiagaraFallsElvisFestival.com, GregFruinTheater.com, or 866-870-3002.
Okay, say it with me. We're going to do this all again next week.
Same bat time, same bat channel. Thank you.
Let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.